the new transitional government shows that the military is not keen on entirely relinquishing power, but I think we should understand that the transitional government in the early 90s also included military personnel following a military coup. So it's certainly not unprecedented what we're seeing. And I think the other signs of the military not stepping out of the scene are issues such as the fact that we don't know when the elections are going to be held, and we don't actually know how long this transitional government is going to be in place.
What about the political leanings of this new transitional government?
These are predominantly technocrats. They are people who've been living outside of the country, so they have not been necessarily implicated in the politics of the ATT years under President Touré. And I think that, in a lot of ways, is a plus. It's a bonus. I think the most important issue here is they are not members of the current political class, central figures in that political class. And that is a sign to Malians that this will not be politics as usual, and hopefully means that there will be some progress made towards establishing democracy, effective democracy.
What about the implications for the regional bloc, ECOWAS? What do you think they'll think about this transitional government?
ECOWAS understood after the mediation and negotiations that were taking place in Ouagadougou that, you know, they weren't going to be able to simply tell the junta, you must go and you must go now. By that, I mean that I'm sure they're not surprised that there are, in fact, three ministers who are military personnel. And I think what ECOWAS should be most concerned about is the timeline to elections and how long this transitional government is going to be in place. For instance, the interim president only has 40 days from the time that he signed, that he gave his oath to be the interim president. And we do not know what will happen after that. So I think if ECOWAS sees progress towards elections and sees effective implementation of that process with this transitional government, then I think things are going as best that they could hope.